Tigers look for a series win at Target Field. Bottom three, they have a 2-0 lead, but Eduardo Escobar is about to change that.
The 2-1. Drill deep to left field, down the line, and gone.
Ooh, that's third game.
Way out of here, a two-run shot by Eduardo Escobar.
Sets, delivers to Iglesias, fly ball left field. This one's deep and way back into the upper deck. Gone, a home run. Jose Iglesias with number three. Castro setting up away, swinging a line drive, base hit into center field. Right by the pitcher, Duffy, into score comes McCann, and the Tigers take a 5-3 lead here in the eighth.
Well, I'll tell you what, this has been a glacious day, hasn't it? My goodness.
Big add-on run in the eighth inning. And Kinzer line drive, base hit into left field. Presley around third, and he will score. 6-3 Tigers here in the eighth.
Well, all of a sudden, the bats have come alive. They really have. And good, solid swings even in the seventh inning.
Another big day for Jose Iglesias. He collects his third straight multi-hit game. He's batting 264 for the year.
No, I hit some good one, but this one today was pretty special. Also in the situation where the game was.
Yeah, did you know it off the bat that it was as long as it actually ended up being?
For sure.
Yeah. Tell me about what made this game special for you guys as far as the road trip itself and coming out here with a series victory and a winning road trip.
I mean, we compete along the way, all week. As a team, we go up there and compete every single pitch, every single at-bat, and results paid off.
You had three hits today, and so did Alex Presley, who's now got a 10-game hitting streak. What is he showing you throughout this 10-game hitting streak and since he's had this opportunity with your team?
I mean, I love that guy. He's a guy that brings a lot of energy to the team. He plays hard, and I like him.
What did you think of Shane Green in that epic battle he had with Eduardo Escobar here, that 13-pitch at-bat with the bases loaded in the seventh? Tight game at that point, too.
I mean, Green did an exceptional job for us. It's fun to watch. He's been doing it on a daily basis, and very happy to be here.
Longest game in Target Field history, 4 hours and 19 minutes exactly. What's it like to play in a game this long?
The longest you finish with a win feels really good.
Matthew Boyd picks up the victory for Detroit to improve to 4-5 on the year with a 5.48 ERA.
Yeah, it was a long one, but the bullpen did a good job picking me up where I couldn't where I came out there. But I'd love to go deeper and keep a few of those guys out of the game. Man, they pitched great. They all picked up. Picked me up when I couldn't get as deep as I wanted today. And Greeny, Bruce, Jay Willie, man, they were all money. Guys played great defense. We hit. James called a great game. It was a good day.
Just break down your outing for us from start to finish.
Yeah, it was good. Everything was working. The walks are something I wish didn't happen. That's just purely execution. That's something that I could have changed. Which almost came back to bite me, but executed some pitches that got hit. Didn't execute some pitches that got hit. Just all in all, though, it was good, man. We'll take a win and a series win any every time.
Sometimes pitchers, when they have a lot of strikeouts, they also have a lot of walks, whether just more movement or whatever. Was that the case today, or did?
No, I wouldn't say there's a correlation between the two. When I walked the guys, it was just pure lack of execution. When I struck out and got ahead, it was executing, and that's I just didn't execute on those three times. So those three walks, and that's unacceptable. It's something that's purely in your control. It wasn't like there was a bad call or something. So that's the one part I'd like to have back. But all in all, I'm happy with it. And, take it, and come out tomorrow and. Prepare for the next one,
To be able to neutralize Sano like that and over 3-3 strikeouts, that has to be pretty big to take that bat out of the lineup there.
It's just executing pitches, right? Sometimes trying to get too caught up with who's hitting and just execute and try to attack every hitter that way and just go out there and just execute pitches.
Matt, you took a shot off your pitching arm. Tell me about, at that part of the ball game, what happened and where you got hit and how you felt when you took those tosses to stay in.
Yeah, it didn't, it's like your funny, your funny bone, it basically hit that and kind of seized up a little bit in the moment, and that's what you get for throwing a fastball down the middle. You know, I guess the lesson is get ahead and don't throw it down the middle. But yeah, after a few warm-ups, just stretched it for a quick second. It was just a little immediate reaction thing. Stretched it out, felt great afterward, and I just went right back to it.
No lingering issues?
No, I'm fine.
You had you were behind a fair bit early in the first three batters, like your 1-0, 2-0, and 9 of them.
Yeah.
But your compete level, I mean, you just did you just buckle down in your head, or did you just feel like you're just missing?
It's the pitch before, the batter before, the inning before. It shouldn't have any bearing on you. You just got to live in the moment and just execute the pitch at hand. Just execute this pitch, right. And that's been the big thing, and it's been my main focus, and that's what it was today. You know, I walk a guy, you know, when you never want to walk a guy, you know, in very few situations where you want to. You walk a guy, execute the next pitch, and just get right back to it. So those situations, you know, it's just execute this pitch, dominate this pitch, and then, you know, do it again. Pour everything, pour all your talent, all your focus, all your preparation into that next pitch, and then do it again and again and again.
It has a look of like competing, like you're out there, like bulldogging, you know what I mean? Like,
well, thank you, yeah.
You have to kind of just push through it.
So. It's just, you know, controlling what you can control, right? You can control how you feel, you control how you prepare, you can control what your focus and what your thoughts are. After the ball leaves your hand, it's out of your control. So you can just do all you can to best prepare for that in that sense.
With the win, the Tigers improved to 45-52 on the season. Here's their manager, Brad Ausmus.
It was long. There's no question about that. We can play some long games, but I'll play as long as we have to, as long as we come up with a W.
Just your initial thoughts looking back on this?
It was a little bit of a roller coaster. You know, we go up too early. They come right back with a home run the next half inning. We tacked on late, but they wouldn't go away, even to the point where they had the tying run on deck there in the bottom of the ninth after we had opened the lead up to 4 in the top of the ninth. So they wouldn't go away. But Willie was able to get it done in the end.
Speaking of home runs, the one that Iglesias hits 445 feet, when's the last time you recall him hitting one that far?
I don't think he's ever hit one that far, but he did hit one at Comerica a little over 400 feet, but he crushed that one. I don't know if he's got any more distance in a home run ball than that.
He might topple right about there, you're saying?
Yeah, that might be about it.
Your thoughts of that epic at-bat between Green and Escobar with the bases loaded there in the seventh?
Well, that was huge. You know, we have the error. I don't know if we would have turned a double play on Granite the way he runs, but I would like to have found out if we could have. And Greeny really just gritted it out and picked up his teammate by keeping the lead. And that, to me, that was the turning point in the game.
They had 3 mound visits during that at-bat, too. It lasted almost 9 minutes long. What was there some miscommunication going on, or why so many mound visits during that at-bat?
No, they got to make sure on the same page. That's, like I said, it's the biggest point in the game, and it could be the turning point in the game. So they want to make sure they're on the same page, and I got no problem with it.
Alex Presley, 3 hits today. He's now got a 10-game hitting streak. What has he shown you during the course of that hitting streak and then with the opportunity he's had with the club?
Mostly offense. He's shown the offense. So that's why he played again today. Even with the lefty on the mound, he's been hitting the ball.
Rondon had 4 clean innings, and then today not quite as much. What was the difference between what he's shown you the last 4 outings and then what happened with him here?
You know, the first hitter, he actually looked good. He looked strong. This was his third day in a row, so he might have tired quickly. But the slider wasn't quite as sharp as it has been. He said he was fine, and I think he looked fine to start, but he might have tired just because of the usage.
I know that Miggy took that rocket off the shoulder the other day. He looked frustrated in some of his at-bats today. What were your impressions of his at-bats today?
Well, I know he wasn't happy with them, but knowing Miggy, he's happy about the win.
And speaking of the win, you're now 4-3 on the road trip. Just reflect on the trip and heading home with a winning road trip.
Winning, you know, it's a winning road trip. You still think back to the game, the third game in Kansas City where we had the lead on the bottom ninth and they come back. That would have been a real difference maker on the road trip, but it was a winning road trip, and we did take the series here.
The Tigers will now head home to host the Royals on Monday. Justin Verlander will start the opener.